nice to win, thank God. In the division, thank you very much. But, you know, it was a very good football game, but it certainly leaves us with a lot of stuff we can do better. Let's put it that way. I thought our defense was outstanding. Six tackles for a loss, four sacks, two interceptions, five pass deflections, 10 quarterback hits, McCoy 15 for 48. I mean, that's a pretty good effort. 58 snaps is all they had. Special teams, 5 for 5 in field goals. Two punts of 50-plus in the third quarter. That was huge. Just to see that, ball out of bounds at the 5, ball out of bounds at the 3. Now they're forced to drive the whole length of the field, which is something they forced us to do the first game as we had very, very, very poor field position. And, of course, we had 4 touchbacks on kickoffs. Offensively, 0 turnovers, which was outstanding, 38-05 time of possession, 71 plays, 31 runs. 4 good drives, but unfortunately the drives did not finish the way we wanted them to with touchdowns. But we did put ourselves in position, particularly, as I mentioned to you yesterday, in the first half where I felt we had the ball pretty much the whole first half. And had we come away with a couple of touchdowns there, I'm sure we would have felt a little bit better about ourselves. Finishing the game, it wasn't quite as smooth as I would like it to be. We'll get better at that, hopefully. But we did pin them back deep and force them to have to drive a long way, and we accomplished that. We have given up 2 special teams touchdowns the last 2 weekends, and that's got to cease right there. And as I mentioned yesterday, very uncharacteristic of our long snapper to have a play of that nature in a game, particularly at that time. So, you know, we're pleased to win. We know we have a long way to go. We know we have a lot of things that can be improved upon. But, again, nice to win in the division.
Tom, is there anything, is it just schematically with special teams? I mean, I'm talking about the whole year. Do you kind of attribute them to just, you know, little freak things that have happened?
No, I don't think schematically, I don't believe is the answer. You know, we've had the punt returns,
yeah,
which unfortunately sometimes we've out-punted the coverage, and there's no more explanation than that. You know, the one a couple of weeks ago I've discussed thoroughly. I don't need to go there any longer, but hopefully we've gotten that part of it under control. And quite frankly, the longer we can kick the ball out of the end zone, there is no if the ball's 9 yards deep in the end zone now, it's customary for the ball to come out. So you've taken the 35-yard line and eliminated that part of it. So, and you saw it last night again when Minnesota returned a long one for a touchdown right off the bat in the game.
Season 2 is 2 and 6.
Well, it's been a challenge every week to our guys, and they really have. Their attitude has been great. As I've mentioned over and over and over, they've come in here on Wednesdays, and they're excited about getting started again on the next opponent. That's been very consistent. I think that, you know, we knew full well that this was a really, really important game for us, not only because we had the bye following, but because if we were going to have any chance to make a run in a very, let's be frank, very difficult schedule in the second half of the year, we had to put ourselves in position here. We had not won in the division. So by winning in the division, that was an important thing. So I think there's some excitement. We're certainly not blind to the issues that we do have. But by the same token, we're excited about having an opportunity to improve on those areas and excited about the second half of the year.
Obviously, you're not going to turn down the chance to rest and do all the things you do during the bye, but it seems like you just got things going in the right direction. Is there a part of you that's a little frustrated that now you have to stop it
I don't know. That question always comes up one way or the other. I've not heard it from this end, thank goodness. But, you know, let's face it. When I looked at the schedule, again, there's things that you have something you can do about, and those you don't have any control over. Let's take advantage of it. We've played 12 straight games. You know, yes, your point is well taken. I mean, we probably came out of the game as clean as we've come out of a game, too. And so maybe that concept, too, we're playing our way into, and we are more physical now. There's no question we're more physical than we were a few weeks ago. So I just believe we'll maintain. We're going to have to maintain. And so the theme was, yes, you know, this is the time for a break, and there's no question they need that. But let's, while we're having this rest and downtime, get as healthy as we possibly can and come back with that great energy.
Tom, you talked about how the guys have remained pretty positive during the losing streak. You talk about the kind of effect that Antrell has had. You know, he's kind of very much your outspoken guy in the room there on that, and, you know, what kind of effect he's had on the guys around him in that room.
Well, Antrell takes this captaincy very serious, and he has complete ownership. And so he's very energetic. He's a very energetic individual. He's very positive. He's very uplifting. He's upbeat all the time. He's not afraid of reality. So there definitely has been an impact by his personality alone on our team. And it's a very good thing.
A couple of your defensive players have talked about this meeting they had with Perry Poole. They say about 3 weeks ago, the way they presented is they went to him with some concerns and they had a good meeting of the minds, and Justin Tuck just said some things were simplified on the defense. What do you make of all that and the effect that it's had on the way the defense is performing?
The only thing I make of it is people trying to be the best they can be, and the voice, the honesty, the openness about being able to discuss those kind of things with your coach, and the coach making a very serious attempt to, without, you know, putting us in a position where we're not doing enough, to do some things to help simplify.
Do you think you'll have, is Andre Brown to the point where he might be able to play?
You know what, I'm going to have to wait and see. You know, this will be a good week for him. He's going to continue to be here, to rehab, to work out, to condition. And so I've been impressed with this last couple of weeks, and I'm looking forward to seeing where he is next week. Yeah, but there's more work to be done. You know, there's some things going on sometimes that are a little bit unexplainable. Not that it's easy. It's not. You know, and we do see a lot of pressure. We seem to bring a lot of pressure. But we're well prepared for it. We really are. Just on occasion, things are not as well communicated as they should be. And so we're working toward that end.
Well, Tom, could you talk about Will Hill? And, you know, you guys standing by him, and, you know, since he's come back, it seems like he's made a contribution.
Oh, he's made a strong contribution. And, you know, he's worked hard, and he has tried to go about his business the right way. In other words, to just prove the quality of person that he is rather than talk about it. And, you know, he's not one to volunteer a lot of verbal, but he loves football, and he is a very good football player. And he, interestingly enough, the more you ask him to do, the more he can handle. And, you know, he doesn't miss many special teams plays. And he started and played the other day, the whole game, played very well, had the pick at the end when they were trying to get it to 10. And so he's gone about his business, and we stand by him, and we encourage him. And, you know, I think he feels a great deal of responsibility to his teammates now, and hopefully that'll just continue to grow.
I know Cruz came back into the game yesterday. Was there any follow-up this morning in terms of?
Oh, they're going to do all the, you know, they've assessed and looked at and that type of thing. But the fact he came back in the game was a good sign.
Did you have any issue with that hit on him?
Not that I would say, no.
Tom, how does a player get traded during the season and for a late round pick, by the way, and walk into a locker room and so quickly develop such respect and leadership qualities and essentially quarterback your defense like Beeson has?
Because he's, again, upbeat, has that personality, an outgoing personality, a very confident personality. He's had success in the game. He loves the game. He speaks with, an aura, if you will, of authority, of having been there. I think the players have responded well to his aggressive style. Let's face it, he's an aggressive football player. He's looking to make hits and tackles, and I think the players have responded to that. That's basically what happened, is that he came forth and presented his thoughts on that, and ownership was involved. But that credit goes to Jerry.
We haven't had a chance to speak to him, which we will tomorrow, I guess. But can you just talk about how he's held up during this difficult period? I mean, everybody's been taking a lot of hits about personnel moves and things like that, and kind of your relationship with him.
Well, my relationship has never changed. You know, we've worked very well together. Jerry's a very optimistic, solid, guy that finds a way to put a positive spin pretty much on everything. He doesn't deny. He doesn't try to hide the issues and what's not being done well and what is. But when it's all said and done, he's a stand-up guy that moves forward and does so with optimism.
Coach, you had a Jaquan Williams in the game a lot, and I know he had some injury issues in the spring and into the summer. Can you just talk about how he's progressed and what he can bring moving forward?
Well, he's playing right now. The other day, that's probably as well as Jaquan has played. That fumble recovery that he made, that was as good a play. And you talk about the timing. And when you talk about that, you have to talk about Terrell. And the way I introduced it today, he was one of the game ball recipients, and it was welcome back, Terrell. And he played well. And that play he made in that particular situation, knocking that ball out when they were point-blank range, I mean, that was a denial of touchdown, field goal, whatever it might be, and to have that ball recovered the way it was by Jaquan, an effort play like that was a very good thing.
Is there any more clarity you might be able to provide on David Wilson?
No.
Next week
no. I have no more information, no. No one has provided me with anything.
Your appointment hasn't been set or anything as far as the reevaluation?
Not that I know of.
Has Will sort of leapfrogged Mundy on the depth chart, or just because Mundy...
Well, no, you look at... At the way in which the strategy involved in playing teams from a week in and week out situation, we need everybody without a doubt. So everybody gets involved.
Will you take time off in this period?
Yeah, I will. Sure.
We'll get the leaves again?
Probably. Are they changing?
I think they've already changed.
Have they?
Sometimes they fall.
Are there any left? When I was a kid, it was great because, in those days you used to rake the leaves to the front of the side of the road. And you had the chestnuts and the leaves together, and you knew it was fall.
Tom, are you aware that yesterday in your visiting locker room, there was great reaction, not just players, but some front office folks as well, when the Lions beat the Cowboys?
I wasn't aware. I didn't find that out until I came back in. And Jerry told me about the end of the game.
Coach, if you could, with the CBA limiting the amount of time you can have these guys here out during the bye, any scouting that you want to do, I mean, how do you do it in this time when you don't have a whole lot of time with them?
Well, the priority is getting them rested and healthy. And that's what's going to happen here.
Do you do a lot of self-scouting on the bye?
We do.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We'll be into that heavily, and when the players come back, that's what the first thing they'll be offered in the meeting will be what we call a worst to best evaluation of where we are.
Is
Tom, do you kind of, you've missed the playoffs with the 10-6 record. Do you kind of sit there and shake your head going, we're 2-6 and we're still there?
No, I'm not to that point yet. One at a time for me.